we're at the end of Klai and Dalet. We'll have to decide which way to go after this. We'll decide where to go after Klai and Dalet, because we'll see what's next. We're up to Yud Aleph. Okay, Klai and Dalet, Ois Yud Aleph. We're talking about Kashrin Kalim. It's been a while since we got together. Kli matchais, metal utensils, afa pishi eshaimim, shim shtamish bay bimiktsasan nesar kulai. Now, there are those who hold that if a blia went on part, the whole thing became awesome. Mishum, decham miktsasa echam kulai. Okay, cham miktsasa echam kulai is a halacha, is a concept in Yeridea which is unique to metal. It's the nature of metal for the heat to spread from a small part of it to the entire thing. And the question is whether that spreading of heat applies to blius as well. So there's a sheet in the Rishayim that holds Cham Miktsase Cham Kulai, that when the blia goes in on one part of it that gets hot, it spreads to the entire metal utensil. So that even if it's a situation where normally it would only go a small space, which is when it's dry, tzli only goes kedei netila. When you have something that's dry and hot, the bli is only going to travel kedei netila, only a very small amount. Kedei netila is about less than an inch. It's the width of a thumb. That's called chamitzaseh. That's when it's not chamitzaseh chamkulei. But chamitzaseh chamkulei, it'll spread throughout, and you have to kasha the entire item. Aval le'inyan hechsherei. That's only l'chumra, not l'kula. When you want to kasher it, lo olo le'ahechsher ad sheyichsher kulei. But when it comes to kashering it, it doesn't help to kasher part of it and say chamitzaseh chamkulei for it to be poilet. Beinlin hagala, beinlin yibun. Why? Even though going in, the blia spreads in the entire metal. But coming out, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't go out necessarily in the entire thing. So this is chamik tzase cham kulay, to go in and not to go out. And when we learn chamik tzase cham kulay, the shaila that we had, and there seems to be a difference of opinion in the paiskim, is whether chamik tzase cham kulay is only if you actually feel it. What happens if I'm using it? I'm using the metal utensil, and I don't feel that that the heat spread all the way up. Chamik tzase cham kulay halacha from Sinai, that we just assume it, or is it only if you see that it's hot? So that's a difference of opinion in the paiskim. We would use it as a tziruf, but certainly to go out, we don't say chamik tzase cham kulay. And he gives an example of a nafkamina. If you use part of a metal keli through a fire, so that if you have a spit, you have something that you used, or a grill, and you, on the grill, you put a piece of meat. You found that it was treif. So you say, chavitzos echam kulai, the blia spreads to the entire metal. But if you kasher only that part, you kasher the grill the same way, but the edges of it stay cold. I don't know if the fact of our grills is that way, but let's say the edges stay cold, or at least are not in the fire. So those edges remain treif, and they can make things awesome. Shaliban enim aflet klum elosh asara feiser. Avol davish nivla al yedei chamin b'miktsas. But if something was stuck into hot water, you take a spoon, you stick it into, let's say, a flesh of the spoon, you stuck it into hot milk. V'higal oisei miktsas, and he did hagala in that miktsas, and nishtamish bo oisei miktsas shehigil mutar b'diavad. If you used the part that you did hagala, not the other part, it's permitted. Darina ene maflit bekulai. Even lekula, we say the blia doesn't go out bekulai. So that we say it goes in the entire thing. Going out, not the entire thing goes out, only the part that touches. Even lekula, which means that if you kasha the half the spoon, and you stuck that half that you kashed, it would, that part is good.
Well, we kasha because of, we're worried about what comes out, not what comes in, right?
Worried that it will come out later. It already went in, and we're worried it will come out.
So if it doesn't, the edges of the grill, if it's not coming out from there, why does it have to stay trafe?
It's true. What you're saying is, if I have, let's say I have a spatula, and I use a spatula to turn over a piece of meat, and I, oh, this doesn't look like a spatula. So the spatula, chavetz kulei, becomes entirely treif. If I kash it only the flat, only the used part of the spatula, so I don't say it kashed the entire thing. But if I'm going to use that part of the spatula later, I'm makel that was kashered. It's only a problem if the handle of the spatula, the part I didn't kasher, later touches hot food. That's where it's an issue.
So
being clear?
With the grill, the edges of the grill are treif.
Right.
So now when you're going to heat up the grill, so now the edges, the bleas will go, now that there are treif bleas on the edges of the grill.
So if the edges become hot, you're right. But because the middle is hot, if we're saying the middle is hot, not the edges, because my kasha, that's what I said, the grill doesn't work that way. So it's a better example, I guess, a spatula or a... the handle stays cold, yeah. The grill is so hot that the whole thing becomes hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so the grill would be a bad example. Okay. Well, what happens if something touches the grill on the outside? The grill has a hood. It's one piece or it's two pieces? The hood. The inside and the outside is the same piece or it's two pieces?
Usually not.
It's one piece through and through.
It's usually two separate pieces.
I'm saying the hood itself. It's one piece. You knock on the inside, knock on the outside, it's the same piece?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, does the whole hood get hot? I have no idea. Does
that,
when you grill, the whole hood gets hot on the outside?
Don't put your hand on the top.
You don't? Okay. All right, so let's get back to, so that's a bad example. The spatula will be the best example.
That's Zaya, right? That has to become trade.
It's a Zaya, yeah. Zaya. See, Zaya is a problem. See, the example has to be something that's tzli. The rule is liquid or Zaya goes in the entire thing anyway. This whole issue is when you have something that's tzli. The rule is tzli only goes kedei netila. Now, if something is shamein, is fatty, it goes entirely. But ain pipua bekelim. There's no fattiness in blias. Fattiness is only in the bed. So chamitzasecham kule, it wouldn't go in the entire thing. Unless if you hold chamitzasecham kule, then it does. But otherwise, it doesn't. Okay. In a case of Hagola, not of Livon, there's a dispute. Vagin Avraham, cause of the Asa, but the Evra, Shach, Pichadish Matimin, the Devesim Ruba, Yeshet Salag, Yeshol Kalav, Alav, Alav, Alav. So the Maisi is Machmir, that if you use the part, even by Hagola, that you didn't stick in, it's a problem. Sometimes when you want to do Hagola, it just doesn't fit in to the outer keli. You have a frying pan, you want a kashu, you heat up a pot with water, and you stick in the frying pan. Now, if the handle of the frying pan is one piece with the frying pan, and it sticks out, so that's a chamitzasecham kula issue. Because the blia didn't go on the handle, the blia was in the pan. But did the blia spread into the handle? So we don't know. So the question now would be an issue if subsequently you were mishtamish, but is it mitzvah shalai higel? With the part that was the handle. So there's a machlaikis, whether you would say by kashri, by hagola, the chametzasecham kulai would cause whatever went in this way to go out that way. The gut feeling is it went in this way, it went out that way.
Makes sense, because you don't cook with the handle. Whatever stuff that went into the handle should go out.
So I'll tell you, the issue is because the army shaynim that say chametzasecham kulai works for going in, but not for going out. Going in, even if it went in a little, it's a problem. Going out, you have to know what kashas it totally. Right? Just like if you kasha something in not boiling water. Let's say somebody, the blia went in water that was 180 degrees. So you can't kasha 180 degrees. Even though it went in through 180, it go out through 180. It doesn't work that way. We don't know that blias go out unless it's boiling water. unless it's water that's so hot.
Right,
we don't say kebab kapolta on a heat that's less than bubbling.
So really would only apply if it's an enclosed structure like a stove. But if it's on the top of a stove and the pan itself, let's say, gets trafed, doesn't mean that the handle will be at the same temperature because it may be off the fire. So it probably
and yet, if it's one piece, we're chayshish that the bliya went into the handle. Yeah. If it's one piece, most of them must have a screw. They're separate pieces, but where it's one piece, we're afraid of that. Now you could kasher half and half. You could kasher. You can't tovel a keli half and half, but you can kasher it half and half a big keli. All right. In Tarvadas, Mr. Pfeiffer, all of a shalom, who was the longtime cook. Remember him, Shor Mati, right? The longtime cook who took a lot of abuse in all his years in the yeshiva. They used to say he comes a week before his man to start cooking, so the stuff should be a week old when the boys come. he was a wonderful man, and he used to kasher. If you wanted to bring him some, say, leave it with me. He would, go up and learn. At the end of Seder, you came down, the service was free, and, he would kasher things for you. And,
right? Do we know if he really knew
about the kasher? It's interesting. He once kashered in a very strange way, and Rav Pop said it was okay. Well, normally you boil up water and you put it in. He when things were very big, he would kasher with a hot stone, with pouring water in a hot stone, which is not the lechatchila way of doing it.
Like that.
What?
Evan,
yeah, if you do it right, it's good. The hot stone has to stay with the poured water.
Yeah.
But, okay. Hey, it was no question. Al-Khiyyid, who, like I say, he took a lot of abuse pretty decently. And many years, remember, he was the cooking camp Tarvadas also. He used to go to both. And you wonder. Okay, Yud Beis. Yesh Mekayim Shenogu Heter. Losim Yayim Bekelev Shanesarim Shalayim Dubakim Bekelev. There are places there where Noig Heter to use wine barrels, despite the fact that the fats that were used to seal the boards of the wine barrel, were treif. Mishum Sheteva Yayim Levreich Menachelev, Achelev Nikrish Vayim Mebaatzmai. Venegev Yayim. Wine and fats don't mix, and it's cold. Even though it's kavush, but since the nature is not to mix, they were makel. And Baruch Hashem is not nogea today. Yud Gimel Kelim Ha Nesarim Ayide Melicha Kelim that become osted through something being salted in it, something pickled in it. Tzrichin Hagala, but Yevra Malchu Behem Amrin and Emelicha LaHaflet. Okay, a salty thing comes up mostly by salting meat or salting chicken, which today we don't see being done. I'm not old enough to remember it being done in the house, but maybe some others are. So people used to salt.
A pot with holes in it.
Breitel, okay. Some people have pot with holes. Some had a slanted board. And you would salt it, and when you salt, it makes the keli treif from the salting. Now, if it makes a treif, how do you salt with it the next time? So we have a rule that when you're salting meat, I did the torah lemiflat loybala. Since the blias, since when you salt things, it's giving out, it's dam, so it doesn't go in. But the keli itself becomes aser. Now the question is, if you have something that's being salted there just for taste, not because of you're pickling it to store it, so. With Saimach and the concept that he's bringing that Emelicha lahaflet, Emelicha lekelim lahaflet. Kelim, salt affects food. It doesn't affect kelim. You salt the kelim, it doesn't change your kelim. So since it's cold and it's only Emelicha, it's Emelicha lekelim lahaflet.
Why is the standard rule there that the way it's trafed is the way it's kasher?
Because you can't kasher with salting. You have to kasher with, you can't. It becomes treif through salting. Remember, there are things that can become treif and not kashered. It's, if a blia goes in with 200 degrees, you still have to do 212 to get it out. The method of agola has to be agola that works on kelim. Now, nowadays, people, myself included, are not accustomed to seeing, meat being salted. I remember once we got an emergency call in yeshiva from a nursing home, in the Ditmas Park area, I think it was. I'm not sure which one. Or maybe the Avenue C. In those days, they used to salt in the nursing home. They got to meet. They salted it. So the Mashkiach wasn't well, and they needed someone to go down for the salting. So one of the chevra went down. A guy my age, we were in smicha, we know what to do. He went down. Now, he had never seen meat being salted before. When you put salt, when you learn malicha, and you learn about malicha, you imagine like a dusting of snow on the meat. You know, it has a white look around it. Now it's not that way. When you put salt on things, it gets wet, and it you barely can see it. So they put salt, and he says, not enough. He was waiting for it to look white. And he made them put more salt on it. Which at the end, they said I don't know if it's true, but they said they couldn't use it because they have patients who are on a low salt diet. Well, they're supposed to wash off the salt. But they complained. Now, we never got another call asking for Meshkia to come down for salting. But you know what it is? It's the fact that we just don't see it. When do we see it? They never see it. No, because they get this meat from the same shechita houses as we do. What? When you go down to Empire, you see it. In Okinami, and there, they taka use a lot of salt. They use a lot of salt. The inside of the chicken, when they have a whole chicken, and they put salt in the inside, it's really too much. You're not supposed to put so much. It doesn't give room for anything. But they use a lot.
Well, remember, if it's 24 hours and you didn't salt it.
72 hours, you mean? 72? 72. Yeah, meat that wasn't on 72 hours.
They put it in things there, and it's frozen back.
Alright, Lamaisa, they hose it down. Halach is, if you hose it down within the 7th. So now we have problems with a Thursday Shechita. When you have a Shechita on early in the week, it gets salted within 72 hours. When you have a Thursday Shechita, and you don't get it in there in time, Friday morning to be salted, because the Shechita houses are far away, so then you'll have a problem. So what they do is they hose it down. The halacha is, if you wash it down, the clock starts again with the 72 hours. So that's what's done. Okay, the last halacha here, din sakin shel iser, v'hechshera nisbar la'el klal memzayin simches, din hechshera kliyayin nisbar la'kamon. Alright, din sakin shel iser, a knife is b'leia yikasha through hagala. There's a halacha of a knife being stuck in earth, which is a oft confused halacha. That is, if a knife is used, let us say a milchka knife is used to cut salami. So you have to put pressure to cut a salami. So that's called duchin sakina, the pressure of a knife. It's cold. But duchin sakina, we say, because you need a lot of pressure to do it, the fattiness of the meat comes onto the knife. So there's a way of kashering it is doing the same thing. And that is sticking it into packed earth in and out 10 times. You have to stick it in and out of knives. Only by knives, only the bliya went in cold.
It's a
machlis shachan tazer. It's really a be'en, a fattiness, or it's a little bit of a bliya. So shachan tazer, simen yud, hilchos shechita, argue exactly what the nature of it is. But lamaisa, we stick it into packed earth 10 times. It is for some reason an old Babas thing to stick it in and leave it in the flower pot, to stick the knife in and just leave it there. You know, it looks like a knife handle is growing out of the flower pot. But my grandmother such a thing. And it's a mistake. It has no source. As a practical matter, it's usually nowadays easier to kasha through agola than to stick it into packed earth. I once did it. And it's takahan, you stick it into packed earth, you know, you have to press with your hand 10 times. And I learned by Rav Palm, I think I learned the first cycle where Palm gave Shir in Yeridea.
I learned during school.
What?
I was at a school.
You were at a school, okay. I was at Yeridea. So I was at his Yeridea Shir. So when he got to this, he said that those who say if you wash it with steel wool, it's good. But he quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't talking about steel wool, obviously. Rabbi Kiva Eger said there are some who say if you run a droplet of water down the knife and it runs smoothly, that it's clean. So Rabbi Kiva, even by this. So I think Rabbi Kiva Eger says that do we know the difference between sticking it in the earth 10 times or 5 times? We have only what Chazal told us. I think Rapam said the same thing about the steel wool. It's hard to be makel with steel wool because we don't know exactly. But later, in later cycles of Yeridei, I was told that he said more lakula, that you could be makel, and,
you have to do it 10 times with the steel wool.
I guess so, you would have to do it, you have to rub it back.
One second, that's good instead of sticking it in the ground.
Yeah, not instead of kashering, right, only instead of kashering. Only instead of sticking it in the ground. Okay, so this completes the halachas of Hichshu Kelim. This was an easy section to begin with, because there are a lot of shorter halachas, and the question is where to go here. Now, I want to tell you an interesting thing about Yayin Nesach. We in the Mishmar up to Nun Hei Amin Aleph, which is the first Mishnah, that starts to talk about the way they made wine, and a big part of the Masechta has to do with wine. Is a young man. A younger man, he's a very ishmaisa, he's into all these things. He has a model, not a one-piece model, but a whole big model of the way wine presses work, and the way the halachas of wine presses work. So it's coincidental, the same Thursday night, we're getting up to Nunhei in Yayin Nesach in Gemara, we're here at Hilchas Yayin Nesach. Next Thursday night, I plan to have him here to give a shiur. It's going to be more than the 15-minute shiur, probably be a 45-minute shiur, on the way the wine press works. And, you know, it's like a nice last mishmer for Ben Azmanim, or next to last mishmer, to have him give the presentation. I think I told him, you have to come once before we start the sugyas, and then once next year, when we get to the end, to do it. He gave me, from Shlach Manis, a bottle of wine. He did this with a class in the high school. They made wine. 5 months ago, they pressed grapes using this model press. They fermented the wine, and it was ready Purim. And I have a bottle of his wine. It has a label, Rabbi's wine. He made a very cute label with his name on it and the class on it. So I haven't opened it yet, but maybe I should bring it in next week. But anyway, that's Hilchas Yayin Nesach. We are not going to jump to Hilchas Yayin Nesach. We're going to continue going the coward's way, learning the short halachis. So we're going to go next time back to the halachis after Hilchas Treifis. There are the halachis of Eivim and Achai, halachis of Basar Samanayim, of Dam, of Beyim, of Bugs. We're going to learn those short halachis in Yitzhak Hashem beginning. We'll start with Eivim and Achai, even though it's not Esnageya, Klal Chav Zayin. So we're going to start that in Yitzhak Hashem.